Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Has one of our listeners been ghosted, or is it all just a big misunderstanding after being out on a really good first date? Kevin is joining us today, and first of all, Kevin, thanks for trusting us in your efforts to reunite with Brandy.
Yeah, you guys are my final hope. I thought we had a cool connection, but maybe she doesn't agree.
Yeah, but don't give up yet, depending on how long it's been. I mean, how long have you since you heard from her?
It's been about a couple weeks. Okay. Like, she confirmed that she got home okay, you know, after our day, but since then I've been on read only.
All right, so you don't think she's opening your texts. Obviously, the date, Kevin, for you went well. Do you think the same for Brandy?
I mean, on the fine to fun index, I tilted towards the fun, you know. I thought that she did as well, and we shared a lot of laughs. Like, the chemistry seemed good. I don't know other than that.
Okay. Is there anything that, happened where, you know, we always ask, was there like a red flag, you know, orange flag, whatever, maybe the energy shifted, something like that?
Not really. I mean, She got super excited when our desserts came and, like, took some pics for her Instagram. I thought that seemed like a good sign.
Wait, when she did that. So she took the picture out and was like, hey, I want to, you know, document this out or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how'd you leave things at the end of the night? I know you said she sent a text saying she got home okay, but what was the, when you said goodnight, what happened?
Yeah, she gave me a quick hug, goodnight, and smiled, and I said I'd be in touch, and I don't know. Do you think the hug was like a turn off and like just giving her a hug?
No, I think that's actually probably not. That could be a good thing, actually.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any expectation. I mean, not everyone's a first date kisser, you know.
Right.
So I think a hug
better
is
better than like a bump or something
right.
like that. It's like, you know, handshake.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if I see her again, I'll find out if she waits until the second date.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get you there, Kevin. And why do you want to see Brandy, you know, so badly again? I know it sounds like you had a great time on the first date, but what is it about her that makes you want to see her again?
You know, sometimes you just meet somebody and you just feel like a super strong connection. Like, you know, I had like the butterflies and just like, I felt like the conversation was so like, just flowed so easily and had like things in common. It's just like, this is someone I could see me like just want to do life with.
Great. Okay. All right. That's a ringing endorsement. All right. And speaking of ringing, we're going to call Brandy next, Kevin. So you hold on right there and we'll be back in 3 minutes, hopefully with Brandy and some answers on getting you to a second date. So hold on and we'll come right back. Your second date update with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, is there any hope for our listener, Kevin, who would love to see Brandy again for a second date? The first date seemed to go okay, but Kevin told us this.
It's been about a couple weeks. Like, she confirmed that she got home okay, you know, after our date, but since then I've been on red only.
Well, let's try to get some answers. Let's call Brandy. Maybe we can get him to a second date, but there's only one way to find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Brandy, please?
This is she.
Hi, Brandy. Thanks for picking up. And we got to tell you right off, it's not a sales call or anything like that. It's Thunder and PT. And we're on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is this the wrong number? You sure?
No, we know your name is Brandy. And the reason we're calling you is because we've got somebody, I guess, in common. We have a listener of ours named Kevin. You and Kevin went out a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You went to dinner?
I remember.
Yeah. And he had a really, it was a first date, and he had a really great time, you know, getting to know you, connecting with you. I guess we're calling just to find out if you felt the same.
Well, this is a little awkward. I don't know.
Yeah, totally get that. And I think if you're comfortable speaking about it, we do this on a regular basis called Second Date Update. And, you know, Kevin would just like to maybe know if you're not interested anymore, like what happened, because he enjoyed your time.
Well, it's not anything he did. It's more like who he is, you know?
Okay. And what do you mean by who he is?
Listen, he had a resting goofy face.
A resting goof? Okay, I've never heard of it. Do you know what she's talking about, PT?
No, I have no idea.
A resting goofy face, is that a thing?
I guess so, because that's what he has.
So wait, I guess you don't like his general facial expression, like if he's just sort of sitting at a table?
Yeah, he has like this dazed smile on his face all the time. Like a cartoon character who just got hit with like a frying pan. You know, I was
really
waiting to see the little stars circling around his head any moment.
Could he have been, he was
starstruck.
Yeah, maybe he was just very happy to be with you, Brandy.
Maybe. I mean, that could be the case, but.
That's brutal, Brandy. Can't a guy express a positive emotion?
Okay, Brandy, so Kevin, we talked to Kevin about 5 minutes ago, and we put him on, I thought he was on hold, but he is here. Do you know what she's referring to, Kevin?
I mean, like, I just was happy to be there, you know, trying to put my best foot forward.
I just don't see this working out.
So you said yourself we had a ton in common. Like, we both work out extra hard, you know, have dessert wherever we want, love kids, and sing in the shower.
Yeah, those are some awesome things for friends to have in common.
So, I guess when he's not rest, like, what if he's talking or conversing with you? Like,
he's
what,
fine.
Yeah, does it change?
Listen, it's fine to smile, but it's just always, it's goofy. It's just there, you know? I don't get it.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. I don't know, like, I'm thinking of, you know, like almost like with the Joker, where like the Joker in the Batman series, where there's always like a smile on his face, but that's like, that's also kind of a different situation here. I mean, would you give him a second chance? Maybe this was just a one night thing, Brandy.
Listen, I don't know. I don't see it. I can't.
Well, all right,
Kevin, my more serious side, I can bring that. I can do that.
I doubt it.
What if he was a jerk? Would you like him better?
No, obviously not. You guys, always there. Who does that?
Well, I mean, Kevin does, and he's just, you're probably, Kevin, a really nice guy, and you're not even, you know, you're not staring or looking at yourself in the mirror, so you don't know how you're projecting yourself.
And obviously, I'm not saying he should be mean to you, but I guess the reason that I'm bringing up Brandy is, don't you see how, like, it seems a little weird if somebody is happy or smiling all the time that somehow that is like
a
turn off.
But it's just the fact that he looks goofy.
Oh, that's not a smile. It's supposed to be inviting. Like, I thought that was like, oh, look, this person's good
not
to be
sexy
around.
Yeah, but that, then that's, you're making it then weird, Kevin, if it's inviting.
All right. Hey, and you can say no, but if we posted your picture, Kevin, we'll block your eyes out, okay? And just send us a picture. And we're going to get our listeners here to Second Date Update to see whose side they're on. It's like, all right, well, I kind of see what Brandy is saying.
Yeah,
like,
show us the goofy face or whatever, we're gonna post the resting goofy face.
Would you mind? And then we'll kind of get a consent.
Picture.
What's that, Brandy?
I don't understand. I was just going to say, if he takes a picture and he knows that's the picture he wants to portray, he's not going to. You know, he's not going to do it.
Well, here's a chance. When you were taking pictures of your dessert, Brandy, did you by chance get, you know, his resting goofy face in there so we could share that?
Is he in any of your photos?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Right. We're going to trust you to do this, Kevin, and send us, like, 5 shots of your face. And just, like, the way you just, like, you're not thinking about anything we're going to post.
Various scales of resting goofy face.
All right. So it's a no then from Brandy, but it might be a yes from one of our gals listening.
Yeah.
Kevin. So. You know, we'll stay in touch, and thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I'm a hard-working man.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.